Good morning all. It will be a Tuesday today, sometime in September. I suppose I could find out the date for you. It's the 11th of September, Tuesday the 11th of September. And I'm stuck in a traffic jam on the motorway. And I've just been listening to Simon's Diary of a Mediocre Musician, Part 4, I believe. Where he talks about the drug of live performances. And to a certain extent, I can completely identify with that. As a complete non-musician, obviously don't have quite the same experiences, but standing in front of an audience and talking, I do that a lot. This is a quiet year for me, in that I'm only going to do it twice, I think. Did I do it earlier this year? Not sure I did. I don't think I've done a conference talk this year yet. But I've got a online webinar coming up towards the end of this month. I've got a 6-hour tutorial and a 1-hour talk in Manchester next month. And I've got a 6-hour talk and a 1-hour talk in Santa Clara, just south of San Francisco, next month as well. And I find them quite stressful. I find the prep quite stressful, getting all my knowledge up to speed for what I'm talking about, getting the slides done, making sure I've got a reasonably coherent story to talk about. I find that relatively stressful. I find the half hour before I'm due to present quite stressful. It's very, the whole butterfly thing and stuff like that. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy being in front of people and presenting my knowledge and, for want of a better phrase, entertaining them in some way or another. And it's a bit like a drug. I would hate to not present again. I think that would be very weird. So yeah, that's really what I want to talk about. I could completely identify with Simon's comments about doing the gigs, seeing the people watching and paying attention to you and appreciating what you're doing is like a drug, and you want it to happen again, no matter how much effort is involved in getting to that point.